community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, in the studio with me this afternoon, we've got Lisa Bone. Hello, Lisa.
Hi there.
Let's move your microphone in front of your mouth there. There you go. Look at that. There you go, Lisa.
Hello.
That's better. Move it around a little bit further. Look at that. Here we go. Look, there we go. There we go, Lisa. All the microphone's gone all funny. Look, it's all banging off there. It should be tight around the Mac. Microphone's down the net. But anyway, we'll get there in the end. Don't worry, Lisa. So, Lisa, you're here. You're from Visit Essex. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, we're the county's tourism organisation.
Fantastic. There's a lot of areas within Essex that people just don't know exist.
Yeah, some amazing places. I'm still discovering new places.
They drive past these places every day, and they're all going, all right, we'll go to Paris and we'll go to Rome and all the rest of it, and they don't even know what's on their doorstep, most people. I didn't.
No, exactly.
I didn't. Now, you're from Live Local. You're talking about Live Local, Love Local.
That's right.
And you're going to tell us about a few areas that are there to be discovered. And before we go down this route, see, I'm interrupting you again. Before we go down this route, I worked in Cressing Temple Barns. This was a few years ago now. Absolutely amazing. And I felt really stupid that I didn't know it was there. Is this a normal thing you find? Or?
Yeah, lots of people don't actually realise what's on their doorstep. There are so many hidden treasures, and you often get people saying, "Oh, I've done it. I've done and seen it all." But there's so many things to discover. I'm still discovering new things.
Well, the heritage just in this one little thing, Cressing Temple, was built by the Knights Templar. Now you read the Da Vinci Code and you see the film and all of it. You don't realise they're actually on the doorstep.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there many other places like this that are just got a lot of heritage to them that we just ignore?
Well, we've got a huge amount of stately homes. We've got Audley Hend, which is an English heritage property. Right. They've just opened up their nursery room last week. They launched that. So a great thing. It's really interactive. Children can play with old-fashioned toys and games.
Oh, really? That sounds really interesting.
You're on the doorstep to Brentwood. We've got Ingatestone Hall and we've got Leomani Tower.
I've worked there. That's fantastic. Yes. Leomani Tower is lovely.
And Colchester Castle is just about to reopen as well.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I'd done years ago, I worked for a radio station and I didn't know Colchester Castle was there. And I worked for a radio station in Colchester and we'd done a Harry Potter thing. They were releasing one of the films or the books or something. So we'd done an evening thing in the Colchester Castle and I was just gobsmacked. And I actually drove past that on my way to work every morning and didn't even realise it was there.
Yeah, well, they've made huge improvements. So you can now actually, they've taken it back to the bare brick. So you're standing in there and you can really feel as though you're in a castle now. And they've made it a lot more interactive and there's a lot more things to do and see there.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now you've got a book in front of you right now, which is a discount voucher book.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Yes, it's a checkbook for local residents. We want people to go and discover what's on their doorstep, go and find some of these hidden things that perhaps they don't know is so close to them. So we have £450 worth of savings, anything from 2-for-1 offers or children go free offers on a number of attractions. There's 59 different attractions and restaurants where you can make a saving.
Now, I know through this book, last year's campaign raised, it generated just under £670,000 for businesses within Essex.
That's right.
Absolutely amazing. Are you hoping to beat that this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're hoping that year on year it'll grow and it'll become much more kind of successful. And it is about supporting your local economy and about supporting the local businesses, as I say, as well as just enjoying what's on your doorstep.
They're awesome, especially in the sunshine as well. It's just absolutely amazing out there. So where can I get a booklet from?
You can get them from libraries, from attractions, from hotels, from council offices, so in a number of places, but the vouchers can also be downloaded from our website, which is visitessex.com.
Okay, visitessex.com. You can download individual vouchers, did you say? Or?
Yes, that's right, you can download individual vouchers.
Now, this is really good. I like this. So if I'm going, I don't know, Leomani Tower, for example, I can go on there and find a voucher for...
That's right, yep, get a child goes free voucher with Leomani Tower.
Really?
Yeah.
This is really good. Because normally the hardest thing about these things is finding the booklet and they never do the downloading thing. And I've often wondered why they don't do it. This is really, really good.
Yeah.
So what was the website again?
It's visitessex.com.
Visitessex.com. I'm going to go and have a look in there. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us. And we wish you all the best with this year's campaign.
Thank you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.